You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a community to transform a school, and I think that's what we're trying to do.
North Park Academy principal Annabelle Soler is about to begin his second year as leader of this city school. Prior to coming to Buffalo, he worked in the Rochester City School District. He's now in charge of a priority school. In 2015, the State Education Commissioner declared North Park one of 22 failing and struggling city schools under receivership. Buffalo School Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash's education bargain is renewing these struggling schools. North Park on Parkside in North Buffalo and the Frank A. Sedita School on the west side are now community schools. Cash tells WBFO News it's a chance to rebuild for better performance and more visibility in their neighborhoods.
But really, we've also been quite intentional, Eileen, with where we've placed the community schools. So there's 13 and there's two more coming. Most of those are overlays on where the receivership schools are. Get back some of our market share up there and turn that into a great community school.
About 270 students attend North Park in grades 5 through 8. But as a community school, the district can work to expand student population and grow to a pre-K through 8 school.
Providing this community with a high quality, high rigor school, we knew that there's an opportunity here, and we wanted to make this a pre-K to 8 school. It's part of the superintendent's new education bargain.
David Mauricio is the district's chief of strategic alignment and innovation. The new education bargain brings in a stronger academic program.
What this school will provide is similar to what we're providing in our other schools. Strong academics is first. So we'll provide iPads and laptops to our students. We'll increase the technology support. We'll provide additional academic supports during the school day. So additional teachers. We'll also provide a social worker or a counselor to the school to help families and students.
But only 5 North Park students currently live in walking distance of the school. The community school model is an attempt to change that.
And that is that 50% of the seats will be dedicated for students within walking distance of the school. 30% will be dedicated for students who are a short ride for the parents to drop them off or a short bus ride, 1.5 miles within the school, still within this community region. And then 20% will be dedicated to students across the city. So we still want kids coming here from across the city, but we are certainly looking at, and we're intentional about this. There are many families here, there are many young families here who have kids, and they're making decisions right now about where to put their child next year in pre-K.
0 to 9 is 1,000 kids in terms of the census in this community. So 1,000 kids, 0 to 9, that Buffalo is not necessarily servicing directly. And I think part of the superintendent's initiative with the new education bargain was to build strong community schools. And so I think regaining part of that market share and giving families an actual public free choice for them to choose, I think people are going to be surprised to see the number of people banging on our doors to get in.
Creating this community school in the heart of North Buffalo means the school will now open on Saturdays, an effort to engage parents and families.
We'll launch the Saturday Academy this year, so we're very excited about that, and that'll provide opportunities for parents, children, senior citizens, toddlers of all ages to be able to come out here and learn about, increase their academic supports, health and wellness, and also positive youth development as well. We also will enhance the after-school program, which is 2 hours a day here at the school, so they will receive additional funding to do things like karate and chess club and Zumba and art and music.
In the recent math and ELA assessment results for grades 3 through 8, North Park showed some slight increases.
And our scores went up. We were one of the schools that surpassed the state average 3% growth on math. ELA, we grew not as high, but we did grow. We were within that 1% range, which was pretty common across. So the teachers have been working hard. They've been buying into the importance of changing the culture and the climate in the building and obviously focusing on instruction and student achievement.
Principal Soler is leading with the school's rally cry for students to be positive and productive.
We need kids to achieve. We lose too many kids in this community for a variety of circumstances. We know the trauma that they come from, and so schools are literally the only lighthouse oftentimes that they have, and so we have to continue that work.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.